This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. سبحانك اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. أما بعد، respected sisters and brothers and elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hope everybody is having a blessed Ramadan, last one or two days of the blessed month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, and inshallah make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He forgives our sins and accepts our ibadah, our worship, our fasting, give us success in this world and the hereafter, and write for us salvation in the hereafter for this month of Ramadan, inshallah. I'm going to carry on discussing and talking about what I've been talking about for the past few days. As you know, that I've started the topic of Ashrun min al-Fitrah, which means 10 things which are from the Fitrah, which are from the nature, from the things which are the sunnats and the ways of all the prophets, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhim, all our prophets. And it's about purity, it's about staying, remaining clean and pure, it's about, you know, tahara, purity, cleanliness, being clean. And we covered 8 of these 10 things, and I'm going to go straight away to the 9th one. I don't want to recap everything I would have said because time is very short. So remember yesterday, the item number 7 which I talked about, which was removing underarm hair, the hair which in the hadith of our beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's mentioned that the underarm hair, it's mentioned that it's one of the things which is from the 10 things of fitrah. And I mentioned that in the hadith he says, نَطْفُ الْإِبِطِ. نَطْف means to pluck. Pluck the underarm hair. And the hikmah, wisdom behind this is that because sweat gathers under the arm and it creates a bad odor, bad smell. And because of that, it's very important that we shave or remove or pluck. The hadith says plucking. So plucking is more recommended. It's recommended that, you know, we pluck that hair rather than shave it. But if somebody has been shaving it all the time, then it will become difficult. But first time, then they can pluck it because it makes the hair, it keeps it fine and soft and makes it, makes the area soft as well and delays the regrowth of the hair. So therefore, it's better. But remember, whenever this removing of hair has been mentioned, then you can use anything in any way, shape or form, whether shaving, with cream, with plucking, regardless. The objective, aim, purpose, goal is to remove it. The method is not necessary. However, certain methods, due to certain reasons, certain benefits, they have been preferred, as we will know in the next issue. So yesterday I talked about this, the natful ibitu, removing of underarm hair. We've done 8, we've come to number 9. 9 and 10. The 10th thing of fitrah is about istinja, cleaning one's self when going to relieve when going to the bathroom, when going to the toilet, when a person relieves himself, then cleaning himself, istinja. This is the one, the last one. In the hadith he says, intiqasul ma, which I'll talk about. But before going into that one, number 9, the hadith, the words of the hadith, our beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam says, when he says, ashrun min al-fitrah, 10 things are from fitrah. And he mentioned that these are the 10 things. And then he comes to item number 9, halqul anati, the shaving of pubic hair. This is very important. Here he used the word halq. The word halq in Arabic means shaving. You know, I think people know this as well, that when you go for umrah, when you go for hajj, we say, do you do qasr or do you do halq? Qasr is to cut, to trim, qaf sadara qasr. We also say qasr prayer because it's shortened. You know, when we shorten our prayers, when a person goes on a safar, when a person goes on a travel, when a person is traveling, then we shorten the prayers. You see, so qasr means to shorten, and it also means to cut, because when you cut, you shorten the thing, the object. When you cut your hair, when you do qasr of the hair, you are shortening it. You are decreasing the size. So similarly, qasr prayer is to shorten. Qasr means to shorten, because 4 rak'ah dhuhr was made short into 2 rak'ah of dhuhr prayer, or asr, or maghrib, or, sorry, maghrib, there's no qasr, isha. So qasr means to shorten, and halaq means to shave. The hadith words are halqul anati, shaving of the pubic hair. This is also one of the 10 things of fitrah, very important. Ana, pubic, what does pubic hair mean? This is very important, that's why I'm going to mention this inshallah clearly. It means the hair which is for a male and female on the private parts area, on the private parts, area surrounding the private parts. I'll inshallah mention exactly what, but you know, at the moment, the areas surrounding the private parts. The front private parts as well as the rear private parts. Not just the front parts, even the rear area. It's very important. Some of our brothers and sisters don't know this. This is a very important sunnah and very important, greatly emphasized, and it's sinful to leave it for more than 40 days unshaven or unremoved, which I will talk about. So, aana, the hadith says shaving of the pubic hair. The word aana means that removing hair which surrounds the private parts, the front private parts, as well as the rear and the back private part, male as well as female. It's very important. This should be shaved and completely removed. Ana means where hair grows around the private parts, the pubic hair. That's what we call pubic hair. And the hikmah, wisdom, of course, is completely logical, completely understandable what the hikmah and wisdom behind this is, because it's an area where, from, you know, where a person goes and relieves himself, goes to the toilet. And very likely that some filth, some najasa, some impurity would, if there's a lot of hair there, then some of the najasa will be, you know, will pollute the hair and may get stuck into the hair. These, some of our non-Muslims, you know, they don't, you know, shave and remove the pubic hair. It's you know, completely unhygienic. And then they say that, you know, they're very clean. Externally, they portray themselves to be very clean, but... So this is very important, especially the rear area. And this is why many ulama have stated that especially in the rear area, it's very likely that if you have a lot of hair there grown, then even if you use things to clean yourself, even if you use water, okay, the chances are very low if you use water, but even if you use water, there's a chance and there's still a slight risk there that some type of impurity, najasa, from the back private parts would get stuck into the hair. And if you don't use water, like non-Muslims don't, they have hair and then they don't use water, and then you know what the result will be. So therefore it's very important, removing of pubic hair, completely cleaning that area, rear area completely. You know, it's not just the front area. Some people think it's just pubic hair means just the front area. The front area as well as the rear area, both very important. For males as well as females, male as well as females, both. Okay, so that's the first thing here. So this word halqul ana has been mentioned, okay? And I said that there's some different hadith. Another hadith of our beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he uses the word al-istihdad. Al-istihdad is from the word hadid in Arabic. Hadid means matter. The word istihdad means to use a razor. You see, this hadith, the one which I've recited in front of you, narrated by Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, narrated by Imam Muslim and many other scholars of hadith, that 10 things are from fitrah, qassu sharibi, shortening of the mustache, and ifa'u al-lihyati, and lengthening of the beard, and all of the rest of the things. But some hadith, it says 5 things are from fitrah, and only 5 have been mentioned. So in that hadith, it says al-istihdad, which means using the shaver instead of halqul anati, pubic hair. Same meaning, but because of this, ulama have stated that, as we read yesterday, that natful ibiti, about underarm hair, it's better to pluck it. Remember, any way, shape or form you remove it, completely permissible and no problem whatsoever. However, there are certain methods more recommended. They are more better, they are preferred, they are given preference. So similarly here they said that shaving would be preferred because istihdad has been used. Shaving, rather than plucking or waxing or using of some creams. But they say that this, if somebody cannot shave, then no problem, they can use creams, they can use EMA cream, they can use, waxing of that area. They can do whatever they want. I mean, you can't pluck it, it's going to be very painful, but waxing is okay. And rather, the ulama have stated that using of a shaver and shaving the area is recommended for men, for males. For females, it's better to not shave it because it will make the area rough, it will make the hair grow thick, it's not good for the husband. And therefore, the ulama and the fuqaha and the Islamic jurists have stated that this, for a female, she should not shave, rather she should pluck the hair. Now, plucking meaning waxing. It's recommended, but remember there are rules for that. You can't use the services of another woman because that part is awrah, something which has to be covered and concealed. And you have to shave it yourself. And also, I mean, this is a whole long detailed topic, the fiqh, the awrah of a woman, that a woman, what can she expose in front of her mahrams, non-mahrams, fellow Muslim women and non-Muslim women. This is a very detailed topic. This is not the time and place for it, but some other time, inshallah. So, so as I was saying, that for sisters, it's recommended that they don't shave it. And this is very important. See, the word is said. For men, and this shows the importance of, some sisters, they think that, it's not a problem, they keep the hair, and even body hair. In the hadith of our beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he says that when one of you goes, he says, he addresses the husband, that when one of you goes to a journey or travels, then make sure that before coming back, inform your spouses and inform your wives and your family at home that you are coming back. And inform them before you enter the house. Go in the masjid. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they used to have phones that time. So what they used to do, they used to come into the Madinatul Munawwara and they used to go into the masjid and camp there for a while and send messages to all the houses that, oh, they've all come back from their battle or from their journey, from the expedition. So the wives and everybody, they know that they've come, so they have time to prepare themselves. They can cook for their husbands, they can clean themselves. But nowadays, some people think that it's part of taqwa, of, staying just, unclean, or if staying clean, okay. And they think, no, we stay clean, but not adorning themselves, not dressing themselves. They think, oh, we are very pious, and this is piety, and this is taqwa. Sister, this is not taqwa. Taqwa is that you completely adorn yourself. Because this is a relationship between the husband and the wife. If you're not going to do that, then your husband's going, his eyes are going to wander other places. If, then they start complaining, or he's looking at this sister and he's looking at that sister. So why don't you adorn yourself? Islam, there's no restrictions in Islam. For a wife, she should completely adorn herself. She, this is a very detailed topic, but she can dress, she can wear, all sorts of types of clothes she wants to in front of her husband. There's nothing wrong whatsoever. I don't want to go into too much details of this topic because everybody listens to it on the radio, but it's a long and lengthy topic, inshallah, and I am compiling a sort of book concerning relationship between the husband and the wife, and more specific to the intimate type of relationship, and these issues, inshallah, will be discussed in detail. But she should understand that she should clean herself. If the husband wants that she removes her body hair, then she must. She should not wander around for weeks and weeks with her full, legs and arms and everything. There's body hair. Yeah, if a husband wants his wife, some husbands probably do, that wants his wife to have her, then okay, that's another case. But normally, you know, she should. This is taqwa. If that means that you won't have that much time to worship Allah in nafil ibadah, then no problem. المرأة إذا صلت خمسها وصامت شهرها وأطاعت زوجها دخلت الجنة من أي أبواب شاءت. A woman who prays her five times salah, keeps her fast in the month of Ramadan, obeys her husband, she will enter Jannah, paradise, through whichever door she wishes and she desires. So this is taqwa, this is piety. Adorn yourself, put nice fragrance on when you're at home. Sisters are filthy at home when the husbands are around, but when it's time to go to a, you know, wedding or to go to a party, then they adorn themselves. What's the use now to adorn yourselves? It's really for the husband, not for anybody else. So if you're not going to do that, and this is important, this is why people have problems, that the husband, he goes around everywhere else shopping and his eyes wander everywhere else. So staying unclean makes the eyes wander. You know, there's this saying that they say absence of things makes the heart grow fonder or something like that, I can't recall. But you see, if staying unclean makes the eyes of the husband wander. I mean, he's not supposed to do that, of course, but you have to try your best as well to remain clean and pure. And what he is being attracted with outside, you should be providing that at home. Then if he still is, his eyes are wandering, then you should shoot him. Anyway, so we haven't got much time. So this is istihdad. The hadith says that a woman should and a man should remove the pubic hair. It's very important around. So this, I was talking about the general body hair, but here we are talking about just the private parts, the pubic hair. It's very important. حلق العانتي الاستحداد, removing, shaving, cleaning off. I said for males it's better to use a shaver. For females it's better to wax. And you know, it's, everything is permitted. There's nothing wrong whatsoever. And I mentioned the wisdom behind this as well. Okay. And I mentioned the wisdom behind it as well. And you can use, but anything. You can use creams and you can use everything else, as I mentioned. And and I said for women it's better to wax, and this has been mentioned. You know, many ulama have stated this because they say that it stays and keeps the area soft, which is recommended. And the area, where does this area start from? It starts from under the navel, under the belly button. Some have stated that not exactly from the navel, but you know, after the, if you go below the navel, there's a line. Like if a person was to sit down, you know, the part which goes inside, there's a crease there, the line. From there onwards, all the way for a man, all the way to his genital area, and then around it, not on the thighs, and then below it, and all the way going to the rear area, right to the top of the rear area. Similarly for a female, same place it starts from, above the genital area and around the genital area and below, going all the way back and, you know, ending to the top of the rear area. All of this must be kept clean. It's very important. This is hygiene, you know. This is what Islam teaches us, purity. Remember, there's nothing to be shy about this, because Islam, you know, we don't learn if you be shy about it. It's very important. And so this is the areas which must be cleaned. Now here, one thing, before I go into the last one, or if not, I'm not too sure if I'm going to do it today, but because I need to really go as well. I wasn't even going to come today because there's something which I need to attend, but I need to go. So inshallah, final part of this discussion on this pubic hair is that not just pubic hair, but remember we mentioned many things, the 10 things of fitrah, but about cutting of the moustache, shortening of the moustache, about with regards to cutting of the nails, and with regards to the previous one, the shaving and removing of underarm hair, and with regards to this particular item, pubic hair, with regards to these four things, cutting of the nails, removing of underarm hair, removing of pubic hair, and cutting of the moustache, shortening of the moustache, The ulama have stated that, and this is from the hadith as well, that it is mustahab, it is recommended that at least once in a week these things should be cut. It should be carried out, at least recommended it once a week. Best day is Jum'ah. The best day is Jum'ah, which is Friday. And if not, you can't do it every week, then every 2 weeks, 15 days, it's recommended. It's also permitted. But all the ulama agree, this is from the hadith, to leave it more than 40 days, it is sinful, it is makruh, tahreem, which is disliked to the level and degree of prohibition. Makruh, tahreem, which is prohibitively disliked. If a person leaves it without an excuse, then that person will be sinful. There's a hadith of our Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, narrates that وقتلنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في قص الشارب وتقليم الأظفار ونكس الحبط وحلق العانة ألا نترك أكثر من 40 ليلة. That our Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he fixed a time for us في قص الشارب, in the cutting of the mustache and in the cutting of the nails and in the removing of underarm hair and in the shaving of the pubic hair. He fixed a time for us that أَلَّا نَتْرُكَ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ 40 لَيْلَةً, that we do not leave it for more than 40 nights. So therefore, leaving it for more than 40 nights, if a person does not remove the pubic hair and underarm hair and nails and moustache and leaves for more than 40 nights, 40 days, then that person will be sinful. So it's not right. Best is recommended is it's once a week, and if not, then at least, you know, after 2 weeks, inshallah. So this is, I end with this, inshallah. Time of iftar is also here. This was the aspect with regards to, inshallah, pubic hair. We have one more thing left from the fitrah, which is istinja, which inshallah I'm going to talk about tomorrow, not today. Inshallah, I'm going to end with this, inshallah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه. والحمد لله رب العالمين.